Toronto. Peter Nygaard and his high-profile defense lawyer parted ways Wednesday as the former Canadian fashion mogul awaits sentencing on 4 counts of sexual assault in Toronto and prepares for criminal trials in 2 other provinces. Defense lawyer Brian Greenspan requested to withdraw from the Toronto case in a hearing Wednesday, saying he could no longer ethically and professionally fulfill his obligations to his client. "It is now what I would characterize as an adversarial relationship, not simply a breakdown in the solicitor-client relationship," he told the court. The lawyer told the court he had made a similar application last week in a court in Winnipeg, where Nygaard also faces sexual assault-related charges, which he said was the first time in his 50-year career that he had formally filed such a request. Greenspan did not give details on the nature of the conflict, but noted, "It has nothing to do with fees." Nygaard objected to the timing of the request, saying he was still in the process of finding new counsel and suggesting Greenspan was jumping the gun. "Mr. Greenspan has needlessly made this into an adversary kind of arrangement, and it doesn't need to be that. We want to have it done in an amicable manner, and in an orderly, professional manner," he said. Ontario Superior Court Justice Robert Goldstein granted Greenspan's application to be removed from the record immediately, rather than at a later date, suggesting it would give Nygaard incentive to engage with his other lawyers so they can assist him in finding new criminal counsel. "I would urge him to do that as quickly as possible," the judge said. The jury came back with its verdict in November, and it's now the middle of January. "I think that it's in everyone's best interest to move the sentencing along and have it occur as quickly as possible. Until then, Nygaard will be representing himself." Crown prosecutors indicated that if Nygaard does not have a substantive update in his search for a new lawyer by his next appearance on January 30, they would nonetheless seek to set a date for his sentencing. Nygaard, who is in his early 80s, was found guilty on 4 counts of sexual assault on November 12, but was acquitted of a 5th count, as well as a charge of forcible confinement. The charges stemmed from allegations dating back from the 1980s until the mid-2000s. He has faced ongoing health challenges during the court process, and his condition was expected to be raised at sentencing. Aside from the case in Manitoba, Nygaard also faces 1 count of sexual assault and 1 count of forcible confinement in Quebec. He is scheduled to stand trial in Quebec on those charges in June. He is also facing charges in the U.S. Nygaard was first arrested in Winnipeg in 2020 under the Extradition Act after he was charged with 9 counts in New York, including sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The federal justice minister at the time previously said Nygaard would be extradited to the U.S. after the cases against him in Canada are resolved. None of the charges against Nygaard in those other jurisdictions have been tested in court. He has consistently denied all allegations against him. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 17, 2024. Paola Lorigio, The Canadian Press. Note to readers, this is a corrected story. An earlier version mistakenly said the Crown would seek to set a date even if Nygaard did not have a new lawyer by January 30.